Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. I want to tell you about my biz bestie. I can always rely on her for a come to Jesus moment when I get stuck. Not in the religious sense, but in the reality check sense. She knows my strengths and weaknesses, she knows what I want to achieve, and she knows which squirrels I will not be able to resist chasing after. So she can call me out on my BS about myself, about my goals, about my thoughts, and my business. She is one of my mentors. Yes, she's a friend and a peer, but this part of our relationship is mentorship. She can see what I can't see and is invested in seeing me succeed. Where do you have this type of relationship in your business? I'm willing to bet that when I asked you that question, you considered the people that you pay to mentor you, friends you might have like mine, and maybe even the people that you follow and admire online who have no idea that you even exist. But did you consider it from the other side? In the small business world, we tend to think about mentorship that we need and leadership that we bring to our team. Mentorship and leadership can be intertwined in practice. Leaders can be mentors and mentors can exhibit leadership. But the primary reason for each of them differs quite significantly. So when you're dealing with your team, you need to choose the right hat for the right occasion. As a leader, you're focused on guiding your teams towards the goals, towards that long-term vision of your strategy. As a mentor, you're focused on the development of your individual team members, offering advice and support and guidance around their goals. Sometimes it's clearer from the success measurement of each. When we think about leadership, we're a successful leader if we hit our business goals. If we're a successful mentor, it's measured in the growth and development of our mentee. Now, I know as a CEO, you are super busy, and this potentially feels like I'm adding yet another task to your very long to-do list. So I want to reframe that for you, because the benefit of you mentoring your team in this way far outweighs the investment that it requires. If you are thinking about stepping away from your business in any significant way in the future, mentoring is nurturing the future leaders of that business. You're developing the team who will carry that business towards your vision, whether you're in it or not. Also, with this kind of mentorship, you send a powerful message to your team about your commitment to them. It shows that you care about their growth and that you want them to succeed as people, not just as part of your business. And this kind of support has wonderful knock-on effects on how they show up in your business. And when you are in this mentor-mentee relationship with your team members, you can help them to understand the impact of their role, how what they care about as an individual contributes to success in the business. And again, that makes them show up differently. It shows them how they're aligned with what you're asking them to do in the business. So while mentoring can feel like one more thing on the to-do list, it's really an investment in the long-term success of your business. So how do we develop this dynamic, right? Maybe you've only ever been in a formal mentor-mentee relationship where maybe you've paid for it, or you've stumbled into one that developed naturally. So you might not be able to pinpoint exactly how to show up in this way with your team. Being a mentor to your team starts and finishes with you being accessible. If you're going to mentor someone, it's going to require time with them one-on-one. And this is not one-on-one meetings where you're checking on the progress of tasks and projects and things like this. This is one-on-one time focused on them. It's you being genuinely interested in what they want to achieve personally and professionally and helping them develop towards those goals. Part of that access means sharing your own experiences, your struggles, your successes to help them get context around what they're going through and to inspire them to keep on going. We speak a lot about wanting to make an impact in our businesses, and becoming a mentor is an act of service that goes beyond the confines of these interactions within your business. They will take this support and advice with them as they go on into their careers, whether that's staying in your business or moving on from your business. I can still hear the voices of my mentors from my corporate days in my head in certain situations, and it's been at least a decade since they were directly mentoring me. Don't underestimate the impact this can have on the people within your team, and you might be surprised to discover that mentorship is very much a two-way street. You may find that you learn just as much from them as they learn from you. So, are you mentoring your team right now? And do you need to tweak or change or improve on that?